This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal says next 5 years will mark a period of significant progress in economic integration and cross-border connectivity between Nepal and China. Meeting of the House of Representatives ongoing, ministers scheduled to respond to the queries raised in course of discussion on budget allocations under ministry headings. And Tehran says Israeli strikes in Lebanon threaten agreement with Washington. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal has said that the next 5 years will mark a period of significant progress in economic integration and cross-border connectivity between Nepal and China. Speaking to Nepali journalists during his official visit to Beijing, Minister Khanal said he successfully revitalized neighborly trust by directly addressing past administrative bottlenecks with new-found diplomatic canto. The minister clarified that Nepal's internal anti-corruption investigations regarding the Pokhara International Airport are strictly institutional and do not target Beijing. Furthermore, he reaffirmed Nepal's steadfast commitment to its non-aligned foreign policy, reassuring Chinese leadership that the Nepali territory will never be used to harm its neighbors. The dialogue effectively paved the way for robust economic collaboration, pivoting toward practical connectivity, tourism revitalization, and high-value agricultural exports. To maximize trade, China expressed strong support for boosting Nepal's laboratory testing and certification capacities. Looking ahead, Minister Khanal envisions a deeper partnership focused on technology exchange, infrastructure development, and industrial growth. He confidently stated that under the current leadership, Nepal-China ties will move past traditional formalities to deliver tangible financial progress and shared prosperity. The Ministry of Information and Communication has formed a four-member committee to study and investigate the procurement of equipment and technology by the Public Service Broadcasting PSB over different times. The Probe Committee was formed under coordination of Dr. Sudhir Patrai on the 15th of June with a ministry-level decision, according to the ministry. The committee has been tasked to submit a report within 21 days after carrying out the study and investigation based on the complaints related with different equipment, software and digital system purchased by the PSB Nepal Television. The committee can also pay heed to public concern on it. The Probe Committee has also got the mandate of carrying out an extensive study on graphic system, new media, digital platform, service audio-video equipment, digital transmitter and playout automation system purchased for Itahari channel of Nepal Television. Complaints were lodged at different bodies on this issue to which the ministry formed the Probe Committee. Earlier, the ministry has also formed a Probe Committee on the issues of satellite purchase for the PSB. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives is ongoing. The meeting has a schedule that concerned ministers would respond to the queries raised in course of discussion on budget allocations under ministry headings. The deliberation is also taking place on budget allocation under the Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supply, the Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment, the Ministry of Information and Communication, and the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation in today's meeting. The ministers are also furnishing responses to lawmakers' question on budget allocation under the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative, Federal Parliament and General Administration, and the Ministry of Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security. The World Day to Combat Desertification and drought is being observed today. The Gate Day has given a special focus on restoration of rangelands. Rangelands are grasslands, shrublands, woodlands, wetlands and deserts that are grazed by domestic livestock or wildlife and wild animals. The day is being marked across the globe under the theme of rangelands, recognize, respect, restore. According to the United Nations, rangelands, despite being rich ecosystems, are facing a lack of attention. It is said rangelands occupies over the half of Earth's land surface and is instrumental in ensuring food security, water cycles, biodiversity conservation, and climate resilience. Importantly, nearly 2 billion people worldwide, including pastoralists and indigenous people, have a vital role in protecting the rangeland. In the wake of growing desertification across the globe, the United Nations calls on all to explore economic, ecological, and cultural benefits of rangelands. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Iran has accused Israel of repeatedly violating the ceasefire in Lebanon, warning that continued attacks could provoke a harsh response from Tehran. The accusation follows Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon that reportedly killed 4 people. On Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump publicly criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and urged him to act more responsibly in Lebanon. According to the BBC, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said any final agreement with Washington must include the lifting of sanctions, the release of frozen Iranian assets, and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanon. He reiterated that a ceasefire across the region, particularly in Lebanon, is an essential part of any deal with the United States. Meanwhile, maritime monitoring firm Tanker Trackers reported that the Iranian tanker Sonia First, carrying 1 million barrels of crude oil, sailed past the U.S. Navy's blockade line in Gulf of Oman. The development follows the passage of 2 other Iranian tankers carrying a combined 3.8 million barrels. Tehran says its agreement with Washington includes an immediate end to the U.S. naval blockade on Iranian ports. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said the agreement is straightforward, stressing that Iran must not acquire a nuclear weapon and the Strait of Hormuz must remain open. He said Tehran could receive real benefits if it changes its behavior and stops supporting terrorism, adding that the United States will win either way. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal says next 5 years will mark a period of significant progress in economic integration and cross-border connectivity between Nepal and China. Meeting of the House of Representatives ongoing, ministers scheduled to respond to the queries raised in course of discussion on budget allocations under ministry headings. And Tehran says Israeli strikes in Lebanon threaten agreement with Washington. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.